This is Marie Chu Elliott, and welcome to my pod play, Love and Light. As a little girl growing up in a small Baptist church in Mississippi, I loved and revered the pastor. I respected the deacons like my dad and uncles. But I gotta be honest, I really wanted to be those dynamic church ladies. You know the ones I mean, right? Women like my mother and grandmothers, hopefully like yours. I call them those praying, tarrying, hat-wearing, Bible-carrying women. Back then, we might have referred to them as the church mothers or the mother's board. But as an adult, I grew to see them as living examples, to me at least, of the women in Proverbs 31 and Titus 2. And now I simply refer to them as just women of extraordinary faith. Today, I celebrate and honor them with this poem, and I still am trying to grow to be like them. Women of faith, love the unlovable, see the invisible, feel the intangible, and with God's help, we do the impossible every day. Women of faith, press our way through the crowd, and as the Spirit moves, we may lift our hands and praise out loud. Women of faith, put down pettiness, jealousy, and insecurity, for the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, helmet of salvation, and sword of the Spirit. Women of faith must get healed, delivered, and set free while chauffeuring children, cooking meals, and buying groceries. It is a fact that we can do more in 2 hours than most folks do all day. We are wives, moms, daughters, grannies, aunties, and entrepreneurs, teachers, preachers, nurses, you name it. Women of faith cannot be deterred by errant spouses, disobedient children, threat of war, tragedy, diseases, uprisings, or downsizings. Regardless of what's going on in the world, women of faith keep marching on, keep praying, and keep on declaring that Jesus is Lord. Women of faith accept nothing that gets in our way. We don't fall out, give in, or give up. Women of faith, we are God's women. And we stand up and keep on keeping the faith. Thank you.